Hi there, Anthony. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your young business. Happy Tuesday, though. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we go as consumers, right, when we don't know who to call. And that's the power of this particular listing, especially as a fairly young company. You know, people who need your services right there in your service area, they'll be able to find you, pick up the phone, and call you directly without already knowing the name of your business. Of course, they're just going to go online. They're looking for carpentry or a remodeling project. When they type those keywords in, you'll have the content that the search engines search for, everything from a Yelp listing, a Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of it talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to a .com website that will also build for you. Now, of course, the calls come to you, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down a lead or getting leads that are too far away. You know, it's very targeted, very specific marketing, and it is designed for local businesses. You'll be in that local map, so people within that service area are going to pick up the phone and call you. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. With the new business rate applied here, wow, you actually save a little bit over 50%. You're going to save $200 a month, and it's going to bring your rate down from what would have been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199, and that $199 would be the exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges, and of course there's no lead fees. There's no third party involved. Again, you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the lead that your competitors are chasing down. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, I want to actually include a website here for you. I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the good reasons to pick up the phone and call you. The website would be included at no additional cost, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. And then, of course, we'll be able to use any photos that you have. Do you have before and after photos that we can put on that website?
Yeah, I've got some to use.
Okay. So the initial construction of the website's included, so we can use the photos that you've got. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is also included at no additional cost. So as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos, and we can add those photos to your website down the line. Now, like I said, it's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. That being said, our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. And that reduced pricing for a young company, that new business rate, it's not an introductory rate that's going to later go up on you. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it would only bill once a month for that exact amount. Now, with the calls coming directly to you from people right there, you know, close to home needing your services, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your company, right?
Yes.
I mean, Google it. You know, it's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. You know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages. We just get on our smartphone or maybe turn on our computer. But nine times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone that we see on that first page. Now, you'll get the detailed reporting and tracking system, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from that local map itself or from individual directories or even from your website. Now, most of the time, you are simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, there will be a contact form so people can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly as they most often will or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, Anthony, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So if you're saying just that flat rate, $199 a month.
Exactly.
Someone goes to Google in this area and they type in anything like construction related for services that might not help on the first page.
For the services that you provide in the specific areas that you want to be found, is it just you doing the work or do you have any help? You have six employees, so you can definitely take on more work. So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. If someone's looking for a deck build or remodeling contractor, carpentry, siding, as long as it's a service that you provide, you'll be able to be found for those searches. We are, like I said, going to create almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown. All of them, though, are equally important. They'll all be talking about your services and your service area, and that's the content that gets indexed when someone does a keyword search. And with that content, Google will be reassured time and again that you are in the area providing those services. That's what's going to put you in that local map. And yes, people will see you there. They'll see your website, so they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. They can see the before and after photos. So when they decide to call you, at that point, you know, they're calling you specifically, calling you directly, and calling you for a good reason. And they're already thinking that as long as you answer your phone, your price is fair, you're available to do the job, they're most likely going to hire you for your services. That's exactly why they're calling you. Now, of course, you know, you use Google yourself, so you know that you're not going to be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. But the ones that do are going to be serious about hiring you. And like I said, they're going to be calling you after seeing your website. So, I mean, it's kind of like that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying that you're the worst. I mean, you could be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which is that first page of Google, it's hard to win. I mean, most consumers don't go past that first page, but even as a young company, when we get you where people can see you, you can be the guy that wins, the guy that gets that phone call, and the guy that does the work. Now, Tara put in the notes here that you had Angie leads before, not a great experience. Leads were mostly too far away, but you paid like a membership fee, right? You're kind of like an annual or a quarterly membership. So your profile page is still active, and what that's going to do, where's that promo code at? No, there it is. There's a promo code in our system here. It's going to allow me to apply it. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent their advertising dollars elsewhere. And it allows me to reduce the cost of the one-time setup fee. Now, the setup fee, it's not for the website. Like I said, I'll include the website for you, but the setup fee is there because of all of the 70 directories that we have to create to get you on the first page, you know, the time, the resources, and a lot of cases, a direct cost. You know, that setup fee of $299, I might sometimes take 20, 30% or even cut it in half, but In this case, I want to take 2/3 of it off. I'm going to take $199 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a $100 setup fee. Of course, it only attaches to that first month, and then every month after that, it is that fixed flat rate. It's ARM, right? All caps, but with the period in between, ARM construction. Now,
acronym.
Are those your initials?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I see it listed as an LLC. Now, my question to you, Anthony, is did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business? I mean, it is a personal preference. You can leave it off or include it, but consistency is important. We would want it to be branded the same way everywhere. Did you want that as ARM Construction or with the LLC attached?
Well, a lot of people like to see that LLC.
I agree. Yeah. I agree too. You know, I think it does look professional, and if anyone ever asks, that's my recommendation. And it will be that way then. On the Google listing, on the Bing listing, on your website, on all of the 70 directories that we'll create. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, is that the one that you want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
The 970-620-3873. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, an iPhone. I've had this number for about 20 years, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So it would be that phone number. That's the number that we're going to promote for your business. And like I said, the calls come to you. As long as you can receive a text message too, like I said, mostly people are just going to call you, but if they fill out that contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on your website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And of course, when necessary, you know, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email things out to you. We do use phone, we use text, we use email. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account? Any of those? All of those?
Any? All? It doesn't matter.
Good.
I check my email and I'm the phone on me all the time.
Perfect. Yeah, and there will be a bit of redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and then maybe send a text. What is a good email address for either you or for your company?
arm.constructionllc@yahoo.com.
Okay. And in the email, is it just the dot between the ARM and the construction, right?
Yep, arm.constructionllc@yahoo.com.
Perfect. And then, I never got your last name. What is your last name, Anthony?
Matthews.
Okay, Matthews. And then, Mr. Matthews, I wanted to ask you also about the physical address that shows on the Angie Leads is a P.O. box. Now, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. Obviously, nobody ever comes to you, so there's not a physical street address that we would be promoting for your business online. Google, though, will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can easily be rented by someone outside of town. And since we're talking about the local map, Google wants to make sure that businesses on that map are, in fact, local businesses. So they'll want to pin verify you. They do prefer the U.S. Postal Service. They'll send you one piece of mail. It's just got a 5-digit pin inside. It could be sent to your home, and then, of course, that address won't show up online. Is your home address also in Oak Creek?
Yes. It's
and
119
the
Moffett Avenue. M-O-F-F-A-T.
Okay. And that's 80467?
Yep, Oak Creek, Colorado, and it's suite number 3.
Okay, suite 3. Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We'll kind of dot the I's and cross the T's there, make sure that we know all of the information that we need to promote for your business, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we do take care of that in a follow-up call. The other thing that I would do, and it is required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the subscription as well as the setup fee, that we're even including a website at no additional cost. Now, Anthony, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, though. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second here, Mr. Matthews, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Anthony. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?" I've got that as ARM Construction LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Matthews, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Anthony Matthews, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Matthews, as the owner of ARM Construction LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Anthony, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Anthony, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, and as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for you, all of those different directories, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure right down to that LLC that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Anthony, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Matthews, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Not perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Like I said, we'll create that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription costs as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 30th of August, in the very discounted rate of just $299.00. When the term is completed, Anthony, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. And that $199 is an exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and there's never any taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Anthony, the landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, we do offer our services completely at will, which means month to month, no contract. You can absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Matthews, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Anthony, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Anthony, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Matthews, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I'm pretty sure it's a Visa. Let me... I don't have my wallet. Oh. It's a Visa.
Okay. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
This one just has my name.
Is it Anthony Matthews, or is the middle initial of R on that card as well?
No, it's just Anthony Matthews on this one.
Oh, on that one, okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. Anthony, I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4447.
Okay.
Hold on. I need my reading glasses.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Yeah, I would tell you the wrong number if I don't have one.
For sure. I understand that.
Okay, 4447-9627-0650.
Mm-hmm.
5397.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0425.
04 of 2025. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
601.
Okay, so I've got 601 on the back, and then April, or 04 of 2024, the expiration. And then the card itself was that 44-47-96-27-06-50-53-97.
Yes.
And is that bill at the home address on Moffett Avenue, 80467?
Yes.
It does. Okay. So in about a minute here, Mr. Matthews, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy or if you want to type it into your phone, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I've got a pen. Hold on 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Mr. Matthews, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain. Of course, you can email 24/7. That email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Hang on 1 second. So you'll receive that email in a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email, but maybe I've got something wrong here. We were not able to process that payment. It says that maybe the expiration date is recorded incorrectly, or the code on the back. Now, you said that was 04 of 2024 for the expiration date?
2025.
Oh, that's my fault then. I think I was trying to click on the 25 and it might have jumped on me. And then the code on the back, though, is 601. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So that should have been what was the issue there. And then you'll also receive a... Well, the first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link by text message as well. And since our emails get sent through our automated system in bulk every couple of minutes, you might even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself does take about 25, 30 minutes. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Let me just pull up that and see what we've got available here. So it looks like, well, it'd be kind of short notice to get you in at 11 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock's booked up. There's a 2 o'clock as well as a 4 o'clock. It would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Would either 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock work out okay for you to receive that 25, 30-minute phone call?
Yeah, 4 o'clock probably best.
4, okay. So we're going to schedule it from 4 until 5. At 3 o'clock, an hour prior, our automated system will send you a reminder email. And in just about a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, our system should be sending you that confirmation email as well as the initial invoice. Let me know when you receive that one, or the text message. The invoice does generate a text message as well. The text message goes exactly where we want it to go. If you open up the invoice, it's got thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below, and then please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes right to where the text message goes, which is the Local Splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yes, I've already opened up the damn.
Okay. Gotcha. So we are, of course, going to be optimizing your listing on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people using Bing, but still a lot of people. We want to make sure you get those calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. Landing page is your website. I don't want to necessarily walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. We want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to either type in or copy and paste your first and last name. Of course, it's case sensitive, so the A and M capitalized, appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. That does a few things, Anthony. It lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've included the website for you, that we've reduced the cost of the subscription as well as the setup fee. And it does also allow us to send the Google PIN card out to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Well, it says signature does not match the username.
So if you've got just the space between the first and last name, Anthony Matthews, with the A and the M capitalized, and not a space before it or after it, and if you've clicked on the box above that line, it should allow you to do that, but it is pretty finicky. If there's even a space left at the end of your name, it's not going to let you, or it's going to tell you what you see there, that the signature doesn't match.
And we've got Anthony with one space, Matthews, and it's still not allowing me to.
That's interesting. That's weird. Matthews and Anthony, Anthony. Just as it appears, right?
Matthews.
Oh, there's two T's. That would be the problem. I apologize for not confirming that. Let me fix that in our system. So there's two T's in Matthews, but the H there as well. That's why it's not letting that happen. So I'm fixing that, and then I'm actually going to manually resend it to you. You might have to refresh it, but I'm going to send it back out to you. I apologize for that, but yeah, even something as small as a extra space, or like I've had people, you know, like a middle initial on there, and they put a period after it, but if it's not in our system that way, then it's going to give you the same thing. So let me find here. All right, so I'm sending that back out to you. So the email was resent. It will also re-trigger the text message to be resent, but it's got the spelling of the name correct now in our system. So if you get that, you should be able to put it in there. And then what it's going to do, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Now, you don't have to worry about putting that in. The reason it does that, though, it's coming from our automated system, which it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking and your reporting. So it actually thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're also trying to access it. Don't tell me I fixed it in one spot and it didn't update in the other. Looks like that might have been the case. All right. I might have to refill my coffee cup here. So I see it sent with the right name in the body of the email, but it still has the wrong spelling. Boy, I hate to keep sending these out to people. I mean, only because I don't want to inundate you. It's not going to be like this moving forward. We're not going to be, you know, inundating you with the any information that's not absolutely necessary, except in this case. And that's all on my end. That's user error right there. All right. Hopefully third time's a charm on this one. It's in the queue. Yeah, fingers crossed for sure. Come on. And now the system is being finicky. It's in processing. Like I said, every so often, like a couple minutes or so, the emails get sent out in bulk. But I can give you the username now. It's easy to remember, but impossible to change. The default password will be sent along with that email in a day or so. Once we do the client interview, we'll be able to create the content that we'll be able to track. And then once your client dashboard is active, you'll get by text and email the username and the password, and then you can access that. But the username is going to be your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just 970-620-3873. That's the username. Like I said, in a day or so, you'll get the username and the password sent out to you. You can change the password if you like, although sometimes people do not. Looks like you're already there with it set up and squared away. And again, I appreciate your patience. So I'm sending you now that calendar invite. Like I said, you do not need to respond to it. It's really just more for your records, but it's totally fine if you respond to it as well. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in the 4 o'clock hour. It is, again, a one-hour window, but the call would take about half that time, so it'll get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. You can start thinking about photos that you want to email out to us. They'll give you the photos, that's P-H-O-T-O-S with the S at the end, photos@localsplash.com as the email address for the photos department. The one that you've already got, though, is a catch-all for everything related to your account. So you can send anything and everything to support@localsplash.com. Just do please reference either your phone number or your username, which in this case, they're basically the same thing. But other than that, been a real pleasure speaking with you. Again, I appreciate your patience, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Anthony. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.